You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says...
What's up?
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Everybody, what is up? What's up? What's up? So, today, I have a very special episode for you because I have my cousin who is going to join us shortly, and we're going to talk about illegal immigration, what the effects of illegal immigration are, because he lives right next to the border in Houston. And we're also going to talk about unnecessary diversity in film. So, if that tickles your fancy, then stick around, because we've got an amazing show for you today. All right, we got Sean Bolton here. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm doing just spiffy.
Who are you to me?
I am your homie dog G cousin.
Homie dog G cousin, that's what's up. All right, how long we known each other, man?
Oh, gosh, the beginning of time?
Yeah, well, at least our time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and Sean are really close, and that's not what's really important here. What's really important here is that you can trust him to tell me intimate details about his situation in Houston, which is right next to the border, which is really not that far from El Paso. And what we're going to talk about is how illegal immigration has affected his way of life being there, because I left whenever I was about 15, 16 years old, and I have gone back, but he's been there this entire time, and he's been able to see the progressive difference from back then in 94 or 92, all the way up until now. So, all right, so my first question for you, Sean, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right, so now my next question is, what has illegal immigration done to let me start that question. What are the ways that illegal immigration has affected you personally?
Oh gosh, where do I start? Let's see, they take our jobs, they're coming over here killing our people, making it really unsafe, trying to make us go by their laws when it's not their country. They're expecting us to speak their language, which is terrible. And it's not even safe to be outside at night anymore. Because now that you have the open borders, and everybody says, oh, well, the open borders are good, anybody's allowed, they're all welcome. I'm like, okay, now you're letting go of the cartels. Which is bad, because I've even had a bunch of my friends that are Mexican that is actually legal here tell me the stuff over there, that you're letting them over, and you're letting, and too much thievery. Like, all the crime has skyrocketed, you know, since then. So, you know, and then, it's just like, now they're coming and they're about to vote, which makes no sense because they're not from this country. You know, it's really bad. And a lot of people are trying to fight the gun control to get rid of our guns. Well, that's not a very smart idea, because not only are you, if you get rid of guns, not only that you lose our protection, but then you're not going to be able to stop the people from Mexico coming over here with guns. You're not. There's going to be so many coming over here with guns. Now you just made us defenseless. And, you know, I'll have to say that London, from my understanding, is having the same problem. And they're getting to the point where they're trying to ban knives, which is completely dumb. So, you know, it's like, allowing illegals over here is really bad. Allowing, we need to get them all out, and we need to fix this country to what it used to be.
Right. Okay. So, how do I word this? How has it made you feel from like, okay, so then, like, I'm going to assume you felt a lot safer. You said that you were able to go outside at night. But now that it's been such a drastic change, how do you feel, like, as a person, or, like, even going to work or whatever? Like, how does that make you feel personally now that it's changed in the ways that it has?
Scared. I don't even like to drive at night.
Why?
Like, there's people getting mugged. There's people, there's people that would just step out of the car and get beat up for no apparent reason. And, you know, now it's like anybody can come to my job and just shoot. And I'm scared of that because you don't know who's around the corner over here.
Right.
And it's almost like a curfew needs to come into play now.
To where everybody, like a military zone curfew, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it has to come in. And, you know, people in California, they don't understand, and this is why a lot of people in California are against kicking all the illegals out. They're in California, they don't get all the bad people that we get. You know, we're right on the border of Mexico. You know,
right.
And then not to mention that we get all the bad people from Mexico. We also got all the bad people from Louisiana after Katrina. So now it's a big ball of chaos here.
Wow.
So it's just like right now I am trying so hard to get out of here because it's almost like. It gets worse and worse every single year, and I don't mean like a little bit worse. I mean dramatically worse.
Like what?
So, like, there's more kids like that. I think it was last year they had that Dallas shoot where that guy was on top killing all the cops because of Black Lives Matter. And. I hate to say this, but Black Lives Matter is complete bullcrap, and let me tell you why. All lives matter. Not just black lives, all lives matter. And if I'm not the type to be racist, because I'm not racist. I care about all color.
Yeah, but, just so people know from an outsider's perspective of your perspective, is that yes, he hangs out with Hispanics, he hangs out with black people, he'll talk to anybody. I can guarantee you right now, the kid is not racist. My cousin is not a racist guy. He was raised to be very not racist. That's how our family works. We have it ingrained into us to be an equal opportunity hater, if you will. We're gonna hate everybody equally, as opposed to if you do me wrong, then yeah, we're gonna hate on you. But if you're not doing anything wrong, then there's no opportunity for us to hate you at all because you haven't done anything wrong to us.
Okay, so I have Mexican friends that came over illegally, and they think the same way as me. They're like, what? And you know, here's the thing. Like, my brother-in-law, he's from Australia. He came over illegally. So how fair is it to them that they went through the proper steps to become legal when all these other illegals are coming over here without having to do anything and sneaking their way in? It's not fair to them.
Right.
You know, it's like they're trying to come into this country and run it and make it their own and make it into Mexico or make it into, you know, whoever comes over here, you know?
Would you say that they feel entitled once they come over?
Yeah, they feel entitled. They feel that we owe them stuff, and they feel that we need to go by their rules and everything. It's like, no, this is United States of America. I understand that Mexico is America, but this is North America. Okay, I understand that. But United States is different from Mexico. You know, we're not... We have laws here, and... It's the proper way is to obey those laws. It's just like in the Bible, okay? You're not gonna say, oh, I'm gonna pick and choose out of the Bible because I think this law is stupid. I think God's word is stupid. No, you're gonna obey everything God says. You you don't get to pick and choose.
Right.
So, and that's what really bugs me. And, you know, I actually, you know, I do have friends that disagree with me on this, but the good thing about the friends that disagree with me on that, they don't talk about it around. They stay quiet and we don't bring it in our conversation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. And that's the respectful way of doing stuff. But, you know, whenever you're like, there's like, I had this guy come to me at Walmart the other day trying to talk to me about how he was trying to get his visa and everything. And it was like, okay, well, this guy's an illegal. I don't want to talk to him. He's disrespecting me and he's disrespecting my country. So, that's what bugs me about these illegals. And then they're hating Trump because Trump and calling Trump a racist because he's trying to get rid of illegals. Well, okay. Obama did the same thing, so I guess that means Obama is the racist. And I guess that means all of Japan is racist. You see, they're calling everybody out, and then it's so bad. It's so bad, but Houston probably gets the worst of it.
Yeah.
Or Texas got the worst of all of it because we're right there on the border of Mexico.
I feel like Houston and El Paso are like right there, just tied with each other almost. You know what I mean? But Houston is a lot bigger, so a lot more people can kind of get away with it. So they all flock to Houston.
Exactly. I know this is everywhere, but I just want to bring it to everybody's attention that, you know, the drivers here, the terrible drivers here are 90% illegals. Because from what I was told by my Mexican friends that used to live in Mexico, there's no speed limits in Mexico, from my understanding.
Wow.
So they come over here and they can drive any way they want, and then they end up getting in wrecks and then ended up killing people.
Wow.
And it's so bad. It's so bad. And I honestly can't wait to get out of Texas. I love that it's a Republican state, but the people that are coming in
here is being overran.
It's being overran by illegals, and it's terrible.
Okay, so to kind of build on to what you had just said about them driving any way they want, in Arizona, right before I had left and moved away because of my bad baby mama situation, and in order to protect myself, I had to move away. But that's not the point. The point is that there was a person who entered illegally. They had been deported, I believe it was twice already. And upon their third re-entry, they were in Arizona driving the wrong way down the freeway. So they were going, they had entered the freeway and was heading into oncoming traffic. And I believe it was an off-duty police officer ran into him head first. And the person who entered U.S. illegally survived, and the police officer had died.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's, you know what I mean? So that just kind of backs up your claim. Like how has it affected traffic in general out there in Houston?
Oh man, the traffic has gotten so worse. I mean, even whenever there's no rush hour, there's still some type of traffic. Even on Sundays, this blows my mind that during the day that there's traffic because there's always wrecks that's blocking.
How often do you personally almost get into wrecks?
Oh, every day.
Seriously?
Every single day. Every single day, yeah. There's always some person trying to run me off the road. And let me clarify this, because some of my friends, they wanted to switch my words around and say I meant something else. When I mean running off the road, I mean someone trying to push me out of my lane, off the road, to get into my lane. And not even care. And then whenever I don't allow them to, they roll down their window and start cussing at me in Spanish. So,
wow.
It's like get the hell out of my country. Go do this in your own country.
Have you noticed any people like saying like they got raped by illegals or anything?
No, I haven't heard that. Now, there was an incident, and it was around Obama. I think it was like Obama's presidency, 2009, 2010,
mm-hmm.
where they had an illegal did a hit and run on two little kids, killed them. And because she was an illegal immigrant, the judge let her off.
Oh my goodness.
With a warning. And I was like,
did you say with a warning?
With a warning, dude. And you can actually, I believe you can still go look this up and find the article, but this was all over the news.
Wow, man. So what has the effect on the neighborhoods been?
Terrible. Like, there's more gangs, there's more shootings, there's more break-ins, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a few safe places in Texas now, and it's like I said, Lee City so far has been okay, and it's been the best so far, but I still see it going downhill.
Wow.
Pearland has, I mean, Pearland, it's kind of hard to say with Pearland. Pearland is decent, but there's still bad neighborhoods in Pearland.
Really, man, because Pearland, it used to not matter where you went, it was still decent.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad now. And other than that, there's no safe place in Houston. Like,
it's crazy.
Pasadena's crap, Deer Park is crap, Clear Lake is crap. Like, it's all crap,
dude.
It's filled with bad people.
Now, let's talk about Pasadena in particular, because I remember back when it used to be, like, really ghetto, but it was still livable. It was just ghetto, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, because, like, that's, like, the poor area of town where people move because they can't afford places in different parts of Houston. But how based on what it used to be, because there was a lot of people getting robbed and things like that, and I don't mean to point out any kind of race, but it was usually Mexicans or African Americans that were doing the robbing. What is it like now?
It's about the same. But I take that back. It's worse.
Why?
But it is the same of the people getting robbed there, but it's actually gotten a lot worse than what it was.
Like, what do you mean, like, more often?
More often. Like, every day there's something going on in Pasadena that's, like,
man, and it used to not be that bad. That is crazy.
Yeah, it was never that bad.
Yeah, I remember when you were a kid, you used to walk down the street in Pasadena, like, down the main roads and all that stuff.
Yep. I don't dare do that now.
Wow. I don't even laugh, but I'm just in disbelief that you said that.
Yeah. I would never do that now, not in a million years. Unless everything starts clearing up here, it will never happen.
So, how has it affected your work life?
It affected it because it's become harder to get a job. So I've been stuck at my security job for a while because I couldn't get another job that paid decent because all the illegals took those jobs.
Wow.
Yeah, and then now you see, like, veterans and actual, like, American people out on the street, living out on the streets looking for work because the illegals took it.
Man, it used to not be like that, dude.
Yeah, it used to not be like that at all. So it was just, it's like, I would never bring a kid into this country. Unless, I will say this. I haven't been to all the states, but I've been to California. I did not care for California.
Why?
When I was there, the people I ran into were very disrespectful. And they were trying to rip me off whenever I would try to get a hotel or something like that.
Sounds like Cali culture.
Yep. So, I've actually talked to a couple of girls out there, you know, as getting to know and all that, and they just completely, you know, they're two-faced. And they, they're very disrespectful for me. New York, I refuse to go to because, you know, my sister lived there and she's gotten mugged and bad shit happened there. And
she actually kind of had to leave and go to Austin.
Yep. Exactly. Now, I'm not saying every city in New York is bad. I'm just saying the ones that she's been to is bad, which is like the main city.
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, New York. I forgot the other ones that she's been to.
Did you know that, not to cut you off, but did you know that the mayor of New York is running for president?
I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure it's the mayor. Yeah, it's the mayor. Mayor Bill de Blasio. I call him de Blasio.
De Blasio.
Yeah, de Blasio. That's not even his real name. But let's see. There was something else I wanted to ask you. Oh, yeah. Okay, so if if you could, if you could describe, like, in, I guess, in an abstract, funny way, like, the difference between then, back then, whenever it was, like, it was still kind of bad, but it's decent now. I mean, decent then, but, shit, let me start that part over. If you could describe the difference between then and now in a funny way, or maybe in just a few words, how would you describe it?
Okay. Back then, if you remember the movie Grease,
yeah,
that's what I see back then. Now I see it as the movie Friday. So
you play on my emotions, Smokey?
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's how I see it now.
Wow. Yeah, and in that movie, they're like running for their lives, and they're in the ghetto.
Yep, and they're just, and then at the end of the movie where they do drive-bys and all that.
Yeah. See, and then, now, I'm not saying that it was, I'm definitely not saying it was perfect in Houston back then, but, like, way back then, like, that's whenever it started to get really bad.
Because yeah.
There was the beheading on the bus, the city bus, I think it was. Or was it I don't know, it was some kind of hostage situation on a bus. A guy stole a freaking city bus, and then in Texas there was another guy who was on a Greyhound and he decapitated somebody right there on the bus in front of God and everybody. And I mean, like, just crime out there in Texas was just off the hook. It was getting progressively worse. And the reason I had to personally leave Houston is because I started getting in trouble with gang affiliated stuff. Like, we had this pretend gang. Like, it wasn't even really a gang. We were just kids, you know, saying, oh yeah, we're tough, we're in a gang. And then it got to be where high school kids who really were affiliated and really real deal gangbang activity started targeting the other people. And I happened to, like, just not be there at the time, but they got into a fist fight with people who were from the high school, Dolby High School. You know, and so that was just everything that happened like that. And I mean, like, I was getting into trouble, you know, it was just bad. It was really bad. And I had to move to Colorado Springs way up north to where it wasn't as bad like that. And thank God that I did, because I ended up getting into a lot less trouble being out there. Now, I still got in trouble. I'm a boy. All boys get into trouble eventually. But, you know, but wow, it's just, yeah. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Is there anything else that you want to add about illegal immigration?
Just let's try our best to get them out.
Okay, I do got one question. About Trump's comment where he said, you know, they're not bringing over their best. They're bringing over people from the cartels and gangs and murderers and rapists. What do you think that was racist?
No, it's not racist.
Why?
Racist because if you look at the word racist and you look it up in the dictionary, it's even in the title. Racist means when you discriminate against someone because of their race. He's not discriminating against the race. He's discriminating against illegals. Illegals could be anything. Illegals could be white. Illegals could be black. Illegals could be Mexican, Italian, anything. It's legals means people who come into America illegally. It does not define their race.
Okay, just because he said cartels, do you think that that's racist?
No, it's not. Why? Because cartels is a gang.
Okay.
Cartels could be anything.
Did you know that cartels are now being looked at as a terrorist group, and they're about to be listed as a terrorist group?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're working in Washington D.C. A guy named Tom Fitton, and he works for Judicial Watch. Him and his company, Judicial Watch, and all of them, they're coming together with other politicians and stuff, and they're organizations, and they're trying to get the cartels to be listed as a terrorist organization. Do you celebrate that?
In other words,
do you think that that's a good move? To say that they are a terrorist organization, a cartel is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely.
All right, just wondering. Here's the last part of that question is, would you say that your friends who are Hispanic that have come here legally agree with everything that you just said about what Trump said not being racist, and they would say that, yeah, cartels should be a terrorist organization, considered a terrorist organization and dealt with accordingly?
Most definitely.
Yeah, see, the kid doesn't even have a question about it.
Yeah.
He didn't even pause to think. He didn't say, no, he said without a doubt. Without a doubt, definitely.
Definitely.
That's cool. Alright, so is there anything else that you would want to add about illegal entry or how it's affected Houston?
Just like I said, just that we need to get them out. We need to put up this wall. Yes, the wall's not going to help completely, but it will help. And if there is a video out there that you can look at how bad the Mexicans are, like, throwing rocks on the wall, trying to knock it down and just really aggressive. And these are the people that we are trying to get out of our country. So...
Yeah, well, it's not only Hispanics that are doing that. It's also people from like Ecuador and Honduras and other countries that are not even Mexico. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then also exactly. People who have, and I don't even know how they get all the way over here like this and then think that they can come in illegally, but also people from like Iran and Syria and stuff like that. They come and they go through that same migrant path, and then they get to the border, they say, asylum, asylum, I seek asylum, and bam, they have what some would call legal entry, which I don't agree with, but yeah.
How I found out that they are getting over here is they have their passport, they come over here, and you know, they're only supposed to be here a certain amount of time for the passport, but then they never go back.
Oh, they just go into hiding?
They just go and hide.
Wow.
That's what they do. So when they first come over here, it's illegal, but then they stay too long to make it where it's not illegal.
So what would happen if you did the same, if you or me or anybody from a different country did the same exact thing and went into hiding in Japan, what would happen to you?
Oh, they'll deport you and you'll never be able to return. And not only that, I'm not quite sure what the punishment is, but I know it's a lot worse than America.
How does Japan view illegal entry?
Oh, they don't like illegals. They're very strict on that. They make sure nobody goes there illegally. Because in order to be legal there, you have to have a bachelor's degree. You have to have get sponsored for a student visa or a work visa. And if they find out that the jobs that you're working at, they did not sponsor your visa, then you get deported.
Wow.
So the way that Japan does it, I wish we would enforce that law here, but keep the same way of coming in, like the correct way of coming in, but enforce that part law here. If you don't have a job, like every job should have a background check on everybody. every job say, okay, is this person supposed to be here? Is this person supposed to be here? Is this person supposed to be here? No, we'll deport them.
Yeah, not necessarily criminal, but just to see if you have legal status.
Exactly, exactly. And when you deport them, make sure they are not allowed back in the country.
Right, so to go on some kind of do not enter list.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So what are some of the ways that Japan catches people for being there illegally?
Okay, so I thought it was this way, but then I found out it was wrong. But in some of the stores, if you buy anything over $100, you have to show proof that you're supposed to be there in that country. So I found out that it wasn't everywhere, it was just someplace, and I think it was the tax-free place there. So, like I said before, the best way that they catch them is, you know, they do a background check on them, and like a visa check on them before they get hired, or if they do get hired at the place, they make sure that they're legal to be there. So there's none of this, like in America, we have this, are you a non-citizen? Yeah, right away, you should not even have that on your application.
Yeah.
You should have, you need to be a U.S. citizen, or you need to have documentation that you're supposed to be in this country to work here.
Right, like do you consent to a background check of legal citizenship?
Exactly, exactly. So, and another thing they need to take, you know, and I know I said this before, they need to take the, you know, whenever you call like on for your phone company or you call for like, you call anywhere and it says press 2 for Spanish.
Yeah.
They need to take that out.
Oh, I know, man. That's so annoying.
Yeah, they need to completely abolish that because this is America. This is United States of America. You don't speak Spanish here. You speak English.
I feel like if they were gonna do that, then why stop there? Why not say 3 for Dutch, 4 for Japanese, 5 for, you know what I mean?
I know, right?
Like, you know, and as annoying as that would be, but I mean, like, if you're gonna talk about equality, then why aren't you including everyone?
Exactly, exactly.
Instead of just catering to Hispanics that come over the border like that.
Exactly. And I want to say another thing, and this really gets under my skin here. So I've noticed that a lot of jobs are going diversity now, and diversity now is just complete bullshit. They're like, oh, well, we need to have this person, this person. Well, does this person have the experience? Well, no. Well, why are you hiring them? Why don't you hire the person that does have experience? The person that can do this job for you. You know, but no, they want to do diversity. No, screw diversity, okay?
Yeah.
A job should be based on your experience. A job should be based on what you can do if you can do the job. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter where you came from. If you can do the job and you're legal, you should be able to get that position, not anybody else.
Yeah.
So that's one of the biggest topic that gets me hot, that I just, it really annoys me. And it even happens in movies. It's like, oh, well, we need a black person here. Well, is that black person better than this person?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Did you hear about the James Bond thing?
No.
Okay, so there's a girl who got casted as the first female James Bond, and she's black, and she disagrees with the fact that there's a black female James Bond.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got the role and is like, this is not right.
Exactly. Well, James Bond is a man. I mean, it's not sexist. It's not racist. It's a man as a white man. I mean, you can't have a James Bond as a different... Dude, just like the Little Mermaid. They have a black girl playing Little Mermaid. Why? Little Mermaid is white. She's a red-haired girl.
You remember what they did to the Honeymooners?
No.
You know that guy, to the moon, Alice?
Who?
That guy that goes, to the moon, Alice?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Cramptons or whatever?
Norton?
Oh, Norton?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. They made a completely black version of that, and that was way back when, and I was like, why did they just do that? The original actors they're not black. And granted, like, it's back whenever it was all white television back then, but still, the fact of the matter is that we're expecting those characters when we see that show.
And exactly.
It's got nothing to do with race, but it has everything to do with the integrity of the way it was made, as far as, you know, entertainment value goes. Now, don't get me wrong, if they did a spin-off and had black couples that were similar to that, but it was a spin-off, that would be more acceptable than them being the actual characters that they are, that they should not be portraying.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Right.
it just like the Ghostbusters movie. Look, if they would have done it, like Tilda, sorry, okay, well, they actually passed their talents and stuff down to these ladies. It would have been fine, but no, they wanted to redo Ghostbusters with females. No, that did not work. It was stupid. I'm sorry if you guys like it. I didn't like it. I thought it was the dumbest movie ever.
It was decent enough to watch once, but that's about as far as that goes. As for the classic, I could watch the classics over and over.
Exactly. And, you know, I actually just watched Lion King. I love the Lion King. It was the same exact movie and with the real lions and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the characters were still alive, and I think they should have gotten the same characters to play those parts. Like, Mr. Bean was the bird, Zazu.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive. They could have got him to play Zazu. Nala, why get Beyonce? Beyonce just sounded like Beyonce. She didn't sound like Nala, you know?
Yeah, not even trying, right?
Not even trying, exactly. The rest of the cast was perfect. They were fine. Obviously not as good as the original cast, obviously, but they did fine. Scar and Nala were the only ones I was like, really? I was like, come on. I mean, even though I don't care for this lady, they still could have gotten Whoopi Goldberg to come back and play one of the hyenas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would have liked that. You know? Because, as far as Jonathan Taylor Thomas, I don't think they could have done that unless he played the older Simba, but still, again, it was kind of like, you know, I don't know.
That would have been pretty cool to have him be the older Simba. That would have been, like, nostalgic, you know what I mean? I honestly think it would have gotten more hardcore fans to watch it if they were like, you know what, Jonathan Taylor Thomas made a comeback as the adult Simba, you know what I mean?
That would have been cool. Because then, you know what, and they could have even, like, transferred his crow and his voice over to the new one since it was, like, the exact same thing. They could have just fit it in with that one. And it had his voice as the old Simba. That would have been really cool.
Yeah, because that's what they did with James Earl Jones, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because he was still Simba's dad. Correction. And what did you think about Will Smith being Blue Genie instead of Robin Williams?
You know what? I had my doubts that I was like, why Will Smith? I like Will Smith. He's a good actor. I loved him in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, you were obsessed with that show for the longest time. Probably still are.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
And I still have, like, the biggest crush on Tatiana Ali, the younger sister.
Yeah.
She still looks the same. But as him as the genie, you know what? I was surprised that it actually worked. Nowhere as good as Robin Williams. No one can beat Robin Williams.
Yeah, you just can't top that goofiness, right?
Yeah, you can't. But I will say, as far as Aladdin, I'm not going to ruin it, but the ending was kind of disappointing to me.
Yeah.
So, and there was like another part that was kind of disappointing, but all in all, it was still a pretty good movie. I still would rather the cartoon over the live action any day.
I will say this though, the Beauty and the Beast live action, it was amazing all the way up until the very end, and they rushed that last 10 minutes like horribly bad. But if they would have just taken their time, because like we're already sucked into the movie, we're already there. So if you stretch out that last 10 minutes to really tell that story like the way it was in the movie, then that would have been so much better. Just like on what is that one with Angelina Jolie?
Tomb Raider?
No, the Disney one. Maleficent.
Oh, Maleficent.
Yeah, I don't know why I was drawing a blank. I guess it's because it's a bad memory. But, like, they did a really good job on Maleficent, but one, Maleficent was a little too creepy for kids to be a Disney movie. And on top of that, they didn't do the fairies fighting in the house scene very well. It was done a lot better on a cartoon, and it's like they skipped all the best parts of the movie, or they just like condensed them down to not be so good to tell more of the story that you didn't ask for, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, man. But other than that, I mean, like, they're doing a really good job other than all that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I do love Disney. I do love Disney. I do love that they make, you know, good movies. Some of the movies I just don't care for. Like, I didn't care for Frozen. Like, I did not care for that movie at all. What was the other one? Like, Little Mermaid, I don't care for. But if they were to, like, now I'll still watch The Little Mermaid, even though it has a black actress. Dude, they were gonna have a black actress as Ariel and a white actress as King Triton. Makes no sense.
What?
I am not even joking, dude. Like, I saw that, I'm like, what are you guys doing? I was like, this is, oh my god. And have you noticed all the Disney's that they're remaking? All the ones that were redheaded in the cartoon is not redheaded in the actual live action.
Really?
Really?
So honestly, I think that's racist. I think that's racist against red hair people.
I'm telling you, dude, like, they're calling us racist, but they're the ones being racist.
Wow. And you know,
and it's like,
we're gonna watch them anyways. That's you hit the nail on the head, is that even though it's all shitty like this, I'm sorry, even though it's all made that way, we're still gonna watch them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of sad.
Exactly. And then, you know, like I said, The Lion King was great, dude. I would definitely watch The Lion King again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I still prefer the cartoon over the live action, but the live action was good. Would I watch Aladdin again? Yeah, probably not. Only the cartoon.
Yeah.
Mulan is coming out next year, and that looks amazing.
Yeah, I bet you that will be amazing. But watch they'll make Mulan be like black.
Oh no, dude! They already have the actual character for it.
So they're actually doing a good job on this one.
Yeah.
They're doing a direct translation and not just putting whoever they feel like it.
Yeah, dude, it's actually, she actually fits the part really well, and I, dude, that's why I'm so excited for it. If you actually go look at the, go on IMDb, and they even have a trailer for it. They even had the trailer for the Lion King whenever I went to watch Lion King. The girl played it perfect.
Nice.
And what I like about it, even though I do like the songs in the Disney, supposedly they're going to steer away from the musical in Mulan.
Wow.
And I was like, it's all going to be action. I'm like, oh my goodness. I was like, this is going to be amazing.
Yay.
I know. So this may be the first movie that they remade that I actually may like the action, live action better than the cartoon.
Yeah.
So
would you say that, aside from the Mulan movie, because we still don't know for a fact about what it's going to be, Would you say that they've taken diversity way too far? Like, are you saying like they've definitely crossed a line here?
Not with Mulan. I think Mulan, they're doing it perfect. But with everything else, yeah, diversity is so bullshit. Like, I just can't believe that the diversity in the world and in this country has come and this became this bad. I never thought it's like out of a horror movie.
And that's what billions of dollars will buy you, though.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end this part of the podcast, and then me and you can still talk. But, yeah, I'm just excited that you came and you guest starred on another episode. So I just want to thank you for that. And thank you for your time, definitely, man. I appreciate it. Is there anything that you'd like to say to anybody here?
Howdy-ho. Goodbye. Yeah.
All right, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming through and doing this in your spare time. I really do appreciate it because you, I asked you to do it, and then like an hour later, you called me. So I just want to thank you for the rapid response and the ability for me to get out there and put this out there tonight instead of having to wait a long time in the middle of the night and stuff. So thank you.
You're most welcome.
All right, man. So there you have it, folks. You've heard from someone who lives in Houston how illegal immigration has affected him, the city he lives in, and the people around him. You know, it doesn't get any more real than this, folks. Politicians can sit there and they can say whatever they want because they're paid to do that. They get perks and goodies to mess you over as a citizen, as a civilian. And some of us know better, and some of us just don't. We're not educated like that. Some of us are ready to fight against somebody like that, but a lot of us have a life to live. We've got kids to think about. We've got things to do. And some people fight because of those reasons also. But I just wanted to put this into perspective for you and anybody else who is dealing with that and also who says that this basically doesn't exist or it's racist to speak out against it. No, it is not racist to speak out against that. Honestly, I feel like what you're doing as a politician and saying that it's racist and wrong, I feel like you're participating in hate speech. You're participating in a hate group. Where y'all all sit around and y'all plot on how to get over on us citizens, and it's not okay. I've watched it for long enough. I watched Hillary and her idiot husband do it. You think we're all fools? That you can just pull a scam that will just forget about everything you did? Has it worked thus far? No, it has not. Your immunity sweetheart deal from Comey says that it has not worked. Honestly, all y'all politicians who ride against this, y'all are all committing treason. Don't you understand? Don't you understand you're endangering our citizens? You don't care. It's sad, it's pathetic, and it's sick in the head. Your personal gain and narcissism and predatory behaviors, that's psychotic. And you want to sit here and act like I'm the crazy one? Forget you. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of being targeted for speaking out about this and defending my country. I'm tired of being a target for defending my country. And I'm not going to put up with it anymore. And neither should you. None of y'all should put up with this anymore. This is a call for an uprising. The time is now to stand up to all these crooked politicians.
Before you take any kind of advice from anything you've heard on this transmission, please understand that doing anything that I have ever said in any of these could get you into trouble or could possibly get you hurt or killed. So, with that said, please take what you hear as entertainment and not as your life's purpose. If you challenge somebody on the internet, you better be able to be ready to actually do something about it. Because you never know who's watching you. You never know who sees these things online that you say. And take it from me that being thrown in prison and then questioned by the FBI is nothing something you want to face. Look, I've lived my life and I've done my things, and I've been facing the challenges that I've been facing, but that does not mean that you should take it upon yourself and do crazy things like I have chosen to do in my life, or I have been forced to do in my life. Thank you for listening, and this is now the end of the transmission of Sheriff Says, What's Up?